You expect me to preach after that, huh? Wow. That song gets me. Natalie, do you have the words there for that song? Can I see them for just a second? I was going to get them from you the other day. Just the whole thing. Whatever you can. I'll give it back to you, Pops. You know it anyways. There's a part in here. You know, that whole song is about being near. If you want a title for the little bit of a message that I'm going to be sharing with you, it's had been on my heart for weeks. I've been looking at, is just his name, Emmanuel. If you have your Bible and you want to look at that real quick, we're not going to look at a lot of scriptures. We've been getting preached to in so many different ways this morning that I'm not going to really do a sermon. But in Matthew chapter 1, verse 23, we have a very important little passage that says, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which being interpreted is God with us. You know, the whole message of the song that she just sang is that he's here. He's with us. You know, and Jesus made it very clear to his disciples that he was going to go away, and they were upset about that. He says, "No, we finally got you here with us." He says, "Yeah, but it's important that I actually go away, and then I'm going to send the Comforter to you, and he will be with you permanently, not only with you, but in you." And so when we understand that relationship, that presence of God with us, God in us, God for us, I don't know how any believer can end up becoming concerned or scared or depressed or anything else, because I've got the joy of the Lord as my strength right now on the inside of me. Greater is he that's where? In me than anything else that's going on out there in the world. And we know the things that are going on out in the world right now are pretty tough. All year long you've been hearing about the consequences of people being isolated, people being alone, people feeling disconnected. And I think the greatest tragedy was the fact for the first 2-3 months, in fact, in some cases still going on, many people have lost their church family, a place of support, a place of being encouraged and refreshed. But he is with us. And when we gather together, it says, "Forsake not the assembling of ourselves together." And so I'm blessed that, you know, when we started meeting back again, starting Pentecost Sunday back on May 31st, we really didn't lose anybody. People didn't stay home in droves. You know, other pastors that I would talk to, they say, "Yeah, I'm at about 50%. I said, "We're not. We're moving forward." So for me, when I read these scriptures, that she shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is being interpreted as God with us. You know, I've prayed with a lot of different people, a lot of different ministers over the years, and one of the things that always concerned me and just is sad in my estimation is the traditions and doctrines of men that have people praying for God, "Oh Lord, won't you come?" And I'm going, "He's already here." And yet they're asking God to come and do something and be with us when he's already here. So he said, I looked it up and I thought, you know, I'm just going to keep this short, so I'm not going to make you turn to all the scriptures in Deuteronomy. I found one in Joshua, one in 1 Kings, a couple in Psalms. But basically the gist of it is, God promised something. "I will never leave you nor forsake you. The Lord your God will be with you." That's a promise. And what he's quoting there in Matthew chapter 1, it comes from Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. This is a promise that was made 700 years, more than 700 years before Jesus even was born. And it was prophesied and declared a promise about Emmanuel, that God would not abandon his people. And God's not going to abandon the church either. And he said, "The Lord himself shall give you a sign." And the sign was that, "Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel." You know, God sent Jesus to be with us so that we could be with him. It's that simple. He rescued us out of a dark and fallen world. And that's the message of the gospel all year long, not just at Christmas. And every song that we've sung, every situation that we see here today, all points to one thing. God is with us, God is in us, and God is for us. And we can't get away from that. That is our Emmanuel. And I love that song where she says, Noel, Noel, God with us, Emmanuel. You're here, I'm holding you so near. I'm staring into the face of my Savior, King and Creator. I like this song. And I think I'll quit right there. Hawkes family is going to come and sing another really good one for me.